We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
The Total Golf Experience.
The Total Golf Experience.
The game. The sound of the sweet spot of a well-hit drive. The drink. The great bouquet of that fine wine as you pop the cork. The cuisine. The sizzle of a beautifully prepared plate ready to melt in your mouth. Welcome to Golf Grape and Grub, a show that journeys with you into the total golf experience.
The total golf experience
with Tom Keys and Pam Wood. The game, the drink, and the cuisine.
It's the Golf Grape and Grub Show on Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome aboard, Golf Grape and Grub fans. The GGG show, as we like to call it here on Independence Day weekend. Sizzling almost everywhere. This is Tom Keys along with Pam Wood as we explore our passions of golf, food, and wine from our 19th hole here at the Wine House in Fort Worth, Texas. And Pam, it is sizzling almost everywhere, and golf's in the heart of the season. We got the big tournament, World Tournament at Bridgestone, Firestone, and the LPGA's up in Portland, Oregon, where Brooke Henderson started on a tear last year and won. And heck, right around the corner, we got two majors in the Olympics. Are you excited?
I am excited, and I'm centered on the LPGA in my thinking right now. Suzanne Pedersen and Brooke are both tied at 11 under, so it's an exciting tournament there. And this week, as you mentioned or alluded to, this is the final chance for these LPGA players to get some more competition before their third major of the season, the U.S. Women's Open. So
yes, and that's go ahead.
It's an exciting time.
Yeah, now the U.S. Open's out in my old backyard, one of my fun places to play, Corteval, just south of San Jose, where the Fries.com tournament used to be. And a great layout, and it's going to be interesting. That's really sort of out there in Julie Inkster's backyard. Love to see her do well in her backyard out there. That'd be a lot of fun. And we've got a great show for you today, folks. This past week up at Turning Stone Resort in Central New York, they had the 49th Club Pro Championship, and club pros from all over the United States went up there and competed, and it's a big, big deal because it's a major for them to play in that tournament. And then the real big deal is the top 20 in that tournament qualify to play in the fourth major on the PGA Tour, the PGA Championship. And our guest today has done that several times. A good old friend of mine, a fellow named Stuart Smith, who's now the director of golf. I like to call that the dog, Pam. D-O-G, director of golf, dog. You get it? Yeah, the dog.
I get it.
I once was a dog myself, and don't touch that line. Anyway, Stuart's going to join us here in a bit from Reno, Nevada, where he's the dog head pro at Somerset Golf and Country Club, a Tom Kite course up there in the Sierra Nevada Mountains, a beautiful course. And I've known Stuart for well over 20 years and a great guy. And I'm sure a lot of his fans from Granite Bay Golf Club outside of Sacramento are listening because Stuart was our head pro there for many years. And, Pam, I used to tease him when I was out there. They get these great Cutter Buck shirts and they had all the Hawaiian shirts like Tommy Bahamas. And there was one guy, I'll never forget him, a dentist out there, Dr. Mike Wilson. And he'd always go in there and buy my favorite shirt before me because Stuart had only buy a limited amount of those man-sized shirts. You know what I'm saying? Man-sized shirts. Yeah. So anyway, it's a lot of golf going out there. And storylines, I actually, Pam, I thought one of the top storylines for you and all women out there is where they're going to play the Open Championship. Troon just voted yesterday to accept women as members. And I think that's a really good sign. It was by a really, really high vote. And I think they've now embarrassed the membership at Muirfield, which turned it down a month or so ago. And they're actually taking a revote because they're embarrassed.
Yes, they are.
And they should be. They're embarrassed and they should be.
They made a mistake.
I think somebody went around and did some politicking and said, hey, so that's a big, big deal and a great storyline. I mean, so much golf that's going to happen here. The Open Championship, the PGA Championship, the Olympics. That's if there's any players left. I mean, they're dropping out like flies.
Well, you know, the men are. I haven't heard that any women are dropping out.
There's one gal that pulled out here a couple days ago. I really don't know her. Some gal named Pace. I think she's from South Africa. The South Africans are not liking playing there. I know Brennan Grace has pulled out, and who's the other one from South Africa that pulled out? Somebody really good. Adam Scott, I think, has pulled out.
Yes, he has, uh-huh.
Yeah, and they've sort of been warned. They have been. A big, big, big shot in the Olympics committee says if this continues, they're guaranteed this Olympics in the 4 years from now, but after that, it comes up for another vote, so hopefully they'll do better. But one of the things they need to do, I think one of the big issues, Pam, is they got the wrong format for that tournament. They should have had team play, and it's individual play, and I don't know. I just don't get it. But, you know, it's in the Olympics, and we'll see what happens.
You called that from the get-go, and I have to agree with you. It would have been a more collegiate sort of atmosphere there, and you can't let your teammates down, and you know, by not going and all that. So too bad that didn't happen.
You know, one of the things, and I understand. In fact, Jason Day just this week pulled out, number one player in the world, and I understand his. You know, he's still trying to create family and this Zika virus, you know, that affects women. But having said that, you know, it's not been covered very well by the regular press, let alone the golf press, because I listened to an interview yesterday with a gal on the LPGA Tour, and I'm trying to remember her name right now. Anyway, long story short, she is from Brazil, and she says what people don't realize, it's winter down there now. And it's not the wet, hot season where all the mosquitoes. There's hardly. She goes, I played there a couple weeks ago, and there's hardly any. There's no mosquitoes. So, a little interesting dance that's going on with all that. But that's one of the storylines.
There needs to be more information on that forthcoming because I'm totally I don't have enough information. I wouldn't, as an athlete, have enough information from what I've been hearing in the media. If I would go or not with the Zika virus down there, I just am. You're right. The coverage is not good there, and the information that's forthcoming is not good information.
No, and then we have there's more exciting golf coming. The Golf Grape and Grub Show is heading out in 3 weeks to be out at Lake Tahoe for the ACC Celebrity Tournament. We've got our space amongst the big journalists out there, Pam, and we'll be broadcasting live from Edgewood Golf Course on Saturday, July 23rd, as our good friend Heather LeMaster, the long drive champ, tees it up as one of the celebrities out there.
Won't that be fun to watch her? And is she going to be on the show today? Is she calling in?
I'm trying to get her to call in, but I think she's sleeping in this morning. You know, she's known Stuart Smith, our guest, for a long, long time, so it's got a real regional flavor out there in Northern California, Northern Nevada, and it's going to be just a great, fun event there at Edgewoods. It's so gorgeous out there at Lake Tahoe, and it's going to be exciting to do that, and we're just going to see all kinds of people. That, I mean, I teased Heather on the media call a couple weeks ago. She was on with Blair O'Neill and Lisa Cornwell from the Golf Channel. And, of course, you know Heather's mother very well, BJ LeMaster, who's a big-time horse person. And I was wondering if, her mom, BJ, was going to drive up to Edgewood, which is about an hour and 15 minutes from the house down there in Sacramento. And as Heather was teeing off, she was going to ride up on a horse to the first tee and, you know, wave some pom-poms. Heather, of course, said only Tom would say that on national media call radio day. Of course I would. Got to have fun with this stuff. But anyway, today we're going to have a great show. Shortly, we'll be joined by Stuart Smith, who, as I said earlier, I've known for over 20 years. A local guy that did really good, played golf at UCLA. And you know, Stuart played at UCLA, and Pam, you know, he had quite the teammates down there when he played at UCLA. Corey Pavin,
Lord.
Steve Pate, Tom Pernice Jr., Duffy Waldorf, Jay Dilsing, and Scott McCarron. Those are all his teammates at UCLA.
Pretty strong team.
Yeah, Stuart, I think, still holds a course record by a UCLA player at Bel Air Country Club. Shot a nice 64. And anyway, we're going to be going to a break here pretty soon. I know Stuart is joining us. Join us, Stuart. Stay with us. We're going to come back after some commercials. I was just bragging about you, so get ready for that. But I did complain you never order enough of the man-sized shirts. But that's okay. I'll forgive you for that. But great show. We're going to come back after a break with Stuart Smith, the director of golf up at Somerset Golf and Country Club up in Reno, Tom Kite course. And it's going to be real exciting up there in the mountains. So right now they got the Reno Tahoe Open going on up there at a Barracuda Championship. And that's a lot of fun. Stuart, have you ever played in the Stableford? First of all, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Tom. Good to be on. Thanks for having me. And I have played. I played a couple times in the Barracuda 2 years ago and 4 years ago. So those guys make too many birdies for me.
Yeah. That's a great golf course. Boy, do I love how that golf course looks. A lot of people say it's the best Jack Nicklaus golf course. And with that, you can hear the music, folks. We're going to go to a break. We come back. We'll talk with Stuart Smith, who's qualified for the Big Show several times.
Hey GGG fans, if you're like me and a lot of folks, you probably want to get healthier. Well, I've got the answer for you, the Sanctuary Yoga Room in Fort Worth. I've been doing yoga now for 3 years and I resolved to crank it up a notch this year to help my cranky back. Don't be scared or waffle about this. Yoga is for everyone, regardless of age, sex, or body shape. It's not just for cute, slim gals and Lululemons. In gaining flexibility, strength, and self-confidence, you do it at your own pace. We call it owning your own mat. You'll end up gaining more than a fit body. Your soul and brain will be encouraged to live a less stressful and peaceful life. Rebecca Butler is our head yogi and has a great cast of instructors who are all positive. It's infectious being around these people. Kyla is one of my fave teachers, and along with Rebecca, is offering personal courses to help you thrive. It includes counseling on nutrition, organization, goals, and spirituality. Since we love G-Words, it makes me grateful and giddy to think about glowing. So come join TK at the Sanctuary Yoga Room at Fort Worth to recreate yourself. Like Rebecca on Facebook at the Sanctuary Yoga Room.
Come on, GGG fans. I know you're like me and have the desire to get more fit. I have the place for you to achieve this, and it's not a big warehouse gym with big crowds. It's one-on-one personal training and fitness center in Fort Worth.
Brad Firestone and his group of HTPs, that's highly trained professionals, will help you with whatever you're trying to achieve, no matter what level you are at. Their gym is comfortable, clean, and has all the equipment you need to get healthier and, more importantly, stay healthy. As important, they customize and motivate you to achieve your own personal goals. Golfers, I know you want more length, so come experience the way to gain more flexibility, strength, and create better balance for your swing. One-on-one is for everyone of all ages, regardless of sex. You may have a hectic life, but they can help you be more efficient with your workouts and with whatever schedule works best for you. Plus, there's no contract. You can also work out whenever you want to, regardless if your personal trainer is there or not.
My cranky back is what Brad is focused on with me, so don't procrastinate anymore. Call Brad at 817-731-4511 and like them on Facebook at One-on-One Personal Training and Fitness Center. You'll love the results.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And Grub.
On Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, GGG fans. Tom Keys along with Pam Wood. We're having the pleasure of talking with Stuart Smith, as I introduced him before the break, head professional director of golf at Somerset Golf and Country Club up in Reno, Nevada, in the beautiful High Sierras, Tomcat Golf Course. And Stuart, we left off talking about playing in the Barracuda Championship, which is at Montreux Country Club, a Jack Nicklaus course. And I think it's one of the best he's done. I haven't played them all, of course, but so beautiful, and the variety of holes there is just wonderful.
I think what makes that course so special, Tom, again, a lot of elevation change. I've done a little junior field trip out there the last couple of days, so I've been out the last two mornings, and it's just pristine out there, you know, in the pine trees, up the mountain, and the course is in fantastic shape, and the guys are having their way with it a little bit. You know, 24 points is a pretty strong start out there for Mr. Chalmers.
Yeah, he's, I think he, doesn't he live down here in the DFW area now? I can't remember. Stuart, let's have you.
He's got 24 points.
Yeah, he's from a different universe. Let's have you, and I think you could probably do a better job than Pam and I could, describe Stableford, first of all. This is a modified Stableford. And why don't you describe the point structure and how it involves you. You happen to mention you don't make enough birdies, but, boy, if you make an eagle, you can vault a lot of people.
Yeah, it really favors those guys. We watched Gary Woodland a little bit yesterday, you know, and he's hitting 34 yards by everyone, and not being able to, you know, access those par fives and two is such a big, big thing in that type of format when they're given 5 points for an eagle, 2 points for birdie, 0 points for par, minus one for bogey, and then minus three for double or worse. That's a little bit of a change, but
yeah, I've got to avoid those.
Vegas put a couple of those on the board yesterday. Went from, you know, looking at 13 points down to 7 really quick for a couple mistakes. So you pay for your errors a little bit if you make a gross error, but you're certainly rewarded much more heavily for those birdies and eagles, and those guys are sure firing them.
Yeah. I got to tell you, we also talked a little bit, but I think before you joined us, about the guys that you played at UCLA with. I mean, you know, all of them are touring pros. Not all of them, but the ones that, you know, I've talked about, Corey Pavin, Scott McCarron, et cetera. What was it like playing on those teams with all those guys?
It was tough. Those guys were good. You know, I grew up in the Rockland-Roseville area, and coming out of high school, you know, as you're heading to college, you know, you're maybe one of the bigger fishes of the pond in your community, and then you head off to UCLA, and it's a big Division I school, and you're teeing it up alongside Corey, and Jay and Steve were both freshmen at the time I was as well, so it was just a really strong team, and there's other players that, you know, we don't even mention their names, that there maybe more guys like me that were fighting out for those last few spots that are certainly pretty well recognized in the golf business and have been very successful. We had a great coach. You know, Eddie Marins was our coach, and playing at Bel Air Country Club a couple times a week. It wasn't too hard. We were a little bit spoiled. You somewhat took it for granted, I think, when you're in college. But looking back on it, it was certainly great times and great players and a great golf course.
You know,
so
Stuart,
they used to call Corey Haven the gritty little Bruin, Stuart. What did they call you?
Well, that's funny. I did have a little bit of a nickname. Corey was the gritty little Bruin just because of his size and just how good he was, you know, the tenacity. And you know, we'd hit balls on the intramural field in the morning. He'd stick his little, you know, practice bag out there 100 yards, and you'd see him hit that thing three times in a row with a wedge. So, you know, he's always known for his short game and just his attitude. I carried the nickname Stanford Stew just because I had played well in the U.S. Junior qualifying at Stanford, actually set a record at the time. And it seems whenever I went to Stanford, it kind of brought out my best part of my game. So I liked that Stanford University course, and that kind of stuck while I was there. Of course, I've gotten rid of that nickname now, and I don't know what they call me now.
Well, I was teasing, Stuart. I just like the, you know, everybody's into acronyms and shortcuts, particularly with social media these days. But the term director of golf, you know, that's DOG, the dog. You're the dog at Somerset. You know, anyway, you can
I'm
use
the dog
that one if
and
you
I,
want to. You wag your tail a lot. I know that. Yeah.
My
so are you buying enough man-sized shirts up there, Stuart, at Somerset?
Yeah, I had a guy of your stature on my staff, so he was actually bringing in some triple XL, so we can make tents and everything up here at Somerset.
Hey, Stuart.
So I can fit you. You're probably down to a large now since the last time I've seen you.
Well, yeah, in each arm. So, you know, one of the things you went off and did, Stuart, go ahead.
Sorry, you know, Somerset's a beautiful spot. I've been lucky to land up here after a nice time at Granite Bay for 14 years, and this is my 10th year. We broke ground on our clubhouse about 3 weeks ago here at Somerset, so we're finally going to get a permanent home. And Tom Kite did a nice job designing the golf course, and it's challenging and in good shape and lots of elevation change and entirely different than Montreux over on the other side of town where we have about 5 trees, and they have about, you know, 50,000 trees.
50,000, yeah.
It's a good spot.
Well, I mentioned earlier.
You're surrounded by the Sierra Nevadas.
Yeah, Sierra Nevadas on each side. You know, we're just about 30 minutes from Tahoe, and it's really pretty. It's a wonderful master plan community, and I live right in the community, and it's just been a really good spot for me, not only professionally, but to raise my family.
Well, speaking of family, Stuart, you tried several times to get out on the tour, and I'd like you to talk about, you ended up going down and playing the South African tour, and you met somebody pretty special down there, didn't you?
I sure did. Cecile and I have been married 23 years now. I met her in a small town called Palabora. And if you balance the earth from Rockland, if you go to the exact opposite part of the world, you probably find Palabora being right about there. So that's pretty amazing in and of itself. And Cecile was a volunteer with the ladies club at their home event, one of their tour events. And I had a little delay there in teeing off in the pro-am, and we struck up a little conversation. And here we are about quite a few years later, about 26 years later, and still going, have a beautiful family. And we actually got back to South Africa in November and visited her family after a pretty long stretch. But I've been lucky. Cecile's a great woman. We've been going strong, so it's very nice.
Well, one of the things the Palabora Classic that you won?
I did. Palabora's been good to me a couple ways. I did win a nice tournament there in back in 1989, back when I was, I guess, now a youngster of about 28 or 9 years old, and actually beat Ian Palmer in a playoff. And in the last group, I played with David Faraday, and Ernie Els was still an amateur. So that's
well, Stuart, we got to go to another break. You can hear the music. I got to hear some Faraday stories when we come back. We're having a great time talking with Stuart Smith. We're actually headed out that way to Tahoe. And we'll talk about that when we come back on the Golf Craven Grub Show.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-711-9813 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-711-9813 to take your call now. Call 800-711-9813. That's 800-711-9813. Again, 800-711-9813.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Power Swabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is Ben Gordon with Power Swabs, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Power Swabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Power Swabs risk-free, call 1-800-906-2573. That's 1-800-906-2573. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-906-2573. That's 1-800-906-2573.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And now, more golf, grapes, and grub
on Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, GGG fans. Tom Keys along with Pam Wood. And we're chatting with Stuart Smith from Reno, Nevada, who's got a great story to tell. And, Stuart, I promise I won't even bring up Pinehurst. That's a private story that, you know, we'll share some other time. But anyway, you have been very successful for a club pro getting into the what I call the big show. You've played in two or three PGA championships. You played in senior PGA. You even made the cut this year, did you not, in the senior PGA?
I did. I made the cut up at Benton Harbor, right on the number, 70-72, and got to play the weekend there for this year's senior PGA championship, which is, I would say, everything tastes better on Saturday. So it's
there you go. I got to ask you, and I still think this might even, I don't know if it's bigger for you or not. I just need to know. I mean, in the old backyard in Northern California, you qualified, I know, to play in the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. And I know at the time you were really thrilled. How do you compare the two? Playing in a major such as the PGA Championship, and we'll have you talk about that, versus playing down at Pebble Beach?
Well, Pebble Beach was certainly a thrill, Tom. I mean, I tried so many years in my younger life to get on tour, and then about the early 90s, I somewhat turned that page and decided to, you know, I was always very passionate about golf to just enter the club professional realm, and just maybe I'd never play in a PGA Tour event ever. And then by being player of the year in the section, that got me into the AT&T, and that was really a special deal. You know, my dad was still alive. My dad caddied for me at Pebble Beach, and my dad being such a big influence on my game, you know, it was just, it was really a neat thing with Granite Bay, you know, there at Granite Bay, all the members getting behind me and their support, and, you know, going down to watch me play. I had quite a nice little gallery there at the AT&T, and it was just a fantastic week. How that's different now than, you know, qualifying for the PGA Championship, that was, you know, maybe go through just how we get in that. You know, we have, there's 41 Please. PGA sections across the country, all of which hold either stroke play championships or qualifiers to get into the National Club Professional Championship, which, by the way, was just held last week at Turning Stone up in New York. 312 players arrive at that national championship, with the top 20 in that event earning their right to play in the PGA Championship, the one major championship that is conducted by the PGA of America, as opposed to the U.S. Open that is conducted by the USGA. Of course, the Masters is conducted, I believe, just by the committee there at Augusta, and the RNA conducting the Open. So to get in that event, it's not an easy task, but, you know, as you play in that National Club Professional a few times, you start learning the ropes a little bit, understanding what you have to do. In 2011, I think I was lucky, with 9 holes to play, I was 1 or 2 shots off the lead, and, you know, I brought her in on 3 flat tires and a rim. I made 5, 6 bogeys there on the back 9, and those are the kind of the casual stories, and I didn't even know if I was going to, you know, I figured my chances of the PGA were gone, and but they handed me that golden ticket when I got off the 18th green, which was a pretty sweet deal.
What course was that at, Stuart?
When I played in the PGA Championship there in 2011,
yeah.
I played at Atlanta Athletic Club. That was one.
That's what I thought.
Back. just a monster of a golf course. But, you know, you asked me, you know, comparing a major versus the AT&T, I mean, there's really no comparison. It's 10 to 20 fold what just a regular tour event is. Just with the guys and their entourages, I mean, that's where all their instructors are there, their families there, their masseuse is there, their psychologist is there, their trainers there. You know, playing a practice round, I mean, sometimes it seems there's more people inside the ropes than outside.
Wow.
You know, you go off in a foursome, you know, you could have 20 guys walking inside the rope and just, you know, three or four guys playing. But it's just the magnitude, how they take care of you, you know, the Mercedes courtesy car. I mean, there's so many things that, you know, as a club professional, I just don't think you're ready for unless you've been there. The people, you know, you think, oh, how many people are going to go to Atlanta? Well, yeah, there's 20,000 people there, and they're all asking for your autograph, and they don't know you from Boo, and it feels really great to represent, you know, the PGA of America and your club, and, you know, the support that you get from your membership as a club pro to play in a major like that is, and your club companies, you know, Titleist, who I've been with for a long time, just their support and what they do for you. It's just, I could talk to you for hours on how great a deal it is, and I'm just so grateful to have been able to play in Atlanta. And then I did it again in 2013. I played up at Oak Hill in Rochester, New York. So it's just magnificent. And your pairings, you know, you get paired right along with everyone else, aside from maybe what you consider the A players, as far as, you know, now for the Spieth, the Days, and the Johnsons. But in Atlanta, I played with Jerry Kelly and Scott Verplank the first round, and then I played with Roberta Castro and Scott Jameson at my first couple rounds at Oak Hill. So just a privilege to watch them play and to play a course that's prepared for a major, like the 20 lucky guys from last week that are going to get to go up and play that just a little 7,400 yard par 70 course at Baltusrol. So
yeah. Hey, Stuart, I got to go back and ask you. Just, you know, I like to always poke a little fun. When you played at Rochester, up there at Oak Hill, did John Errico caddy for you?
No, John Errico didn't caddy for me. But that was probably the best part about Rochester, is that when I went to Atlanta, just my wife and I went. My boys chose camping over going to a major, so fancy that.
Yeah.
And then in Rochester, the whole family went. So we did a little, Niagara Falls, and flew into Buffalo and drove over. And my son Jordan caddied for me in a major championship. That was his second time caddying for me. He caddied for me at the National Club Pro that year up in Sun River, Oregon, which was his first time caddying for me. So by rights, it was only right that I asked him to caddy for me in the major. And I took my small bag. I was probably the only guy in the field that had a small bag. But that small bag was, it'd bring a tear to my eye. But it was really cool to have my older caddy for me.
Stuart, I'm sorry I sort of talked over you there, but I got to tell you this. I'm broadcasting. I'm actually doing a little flexi schedule because it's a holiday weekend. I'll let everybody know I'm cheating. I'm broadcasting from the world headquarters of the GGG show. That would be my office in the house. We can do that these days. The technology is so wonderful. But I'm looking at, I have one of those proverbial racks of golf balls, autographed golf balls, right in front of me, 2 feet in front of me right now. And there's a little golf ball there with the name Jordan on it. Do you remember that occasion?
I do remember. That's we gave golf balls out, when my son was born there at 1990.
That's right.
And I gave golf balls out to all the, you know, the... I'm not going to say the most special members, but in my mind were the people that I really, really cared for at Granite Bay. So hopefully those of you who are not listening that didn't get a Jordan golf ball, you have to say I have a few left. But 1997, yeah, when Jordan was born there when I was at Granite Bay.
Yeah.
Stuart, you have some great stories, but I've got to ask you, since you knew TK in his heyday, do you think TK could have made it to the big show in his younger years?
There is no possible way. Tom was a great player. You know, he was a steady player, club player. I guess if we're poking fun at him, I remember having to disqualify him from the club championship when he played from the wrong set of tees on the ninth hole.
Boy, Stuart, your memory is way too well. Pam, you got to believe, I my first senior club championship. And I was always pretty competitive, usually second in the medal play and that kind of thing several times in the club championship. We had some pretty good players like Mike Wickers, who played at USC and brother of a touring pro. Anyway, I'm actually leading the tournament, and I get to the ninth tee, and I went back and teed off from the normal tees, the championship tees, instead of the up tees where we're playing. And I knew it when I walked off, and I went into Stuart, and I said, what do I do now? He goes, you're disqualified. And I go, oh, gee, thanks.
One of those, you think you should have got, like, an extra half shot because you played from farther back than the senior tees.
Yeah.
I just don't think you wanted to admit that you were a senior yet.
No, that's true. I'll tell you another little story. We got to take another break, Stuart. We're having a lot of fun. We're going to make Pam tell some stories at Colonial Country Club where she used to walk up and down the fairways. We'll have a lot of fun with one more segment with Stuart Smith when we come back.
Come on, GGG fans. I know you're like me and have the desire to get more fit. I have the place for you to achieve this, and it's not a big warehouse gym with big crowds. It's one-on-one personal training and fitness center in Fort Worth.
Brad Firestone and his group of HTPs, that's highly trained professionals, will help you with whatever you're trying to achieve, no matter what level you are at. Their gym is comfortable, clean, and has all the equipment you need to get healthier and, more importantly, stay healthy. As important, they customize and motivate you to achieve your own personal goals. Golfers, I know you want more length, so come experience the way to gain more flexibility, strength, and create better balance for your swing. One-on-one is for everyone of all ages, regardless of sex. You may have a hectic life, but they can help you be more efficient with your workouts and with whatever schedule works best for you. Plus, there's no contract. You can also work out whenever you want to, regardless if your personal trainer is there or not.
My cranky back is what Brad is focused on with me, so don't procrastinate anymore. Call Brad at 817-731-4511 and like them on Facebook at One-on-One Personal Training and Fitness Center. You'll love the results.
Hey, GGG fans, if you're like me and a lot of folks, you probably want to get healthier. Well, I've got the answer for you, the Sanctuary Yoga Room in Fort Worth. I've been doing yoga now for 3 years, and I resolved to crank it up a notch this year to help my cranky back. Don't be scared or waffle about this. Yoga is for everyone, regardless of age, sex, or body shape. It's not just for cute, slim gals and Lululemons. In gaining flexibility, strength, and self-confidence, you do it at your own pace. We call it owning your own mat. You'll end up gaining more than a fit body. Your soul and brain will be encouraged to live a less stressful and peaceful life. Rebecca Butler is our head yogi and has a great cast of instructors who are all positive. It's infectious being around these people. Kyla is one of my fave teachers, and along with Rebecca, is offering personal courses to help you thrive. It includes counseling on nutrition, organization, goals, and spirituality. Since we love G-Words, it makes me grateful and giddy to think about glowing. So come join TK at the Sanctuary Yoga Room in Fort Worth to recreate yourself. Like Rebecca on Facebook at the Sanctuary Yoga Room.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And now, more golf, grapes, and grub
on Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, GGG fans. Tom Keys again with Pam Wood, and we're sharing some 19-hole stories with Stuart Smith, the director of golf out in Somerset Golf and Country Club in Reno, who has got quite a track record. Stuart, I got to go back since we're doing 19-hole stuff, and I can't share a story about Pam on radio, but when we come out and broadcast, Pam's laughing now, it happens to be about Fuzzy Zeller. We'll tell you about that. Hopefully we'll see you in 3 weeks, Stuart. We're going to come out to Incline Village. We're renting a house out there and then covering the celebrity tournament because our good friend Heather Lemaster, you know Heather, don't you?
I have met Heather a couple times.
Lady Long Drive.
She won that.
But my big claim to fame almost was an almost. Too bad it's not horseshoes. I think we had a U.S. Mid-Am qualifying in the late 90s at Granite Bay. And I remember playing there, and the good players came out to me. I had about three or four holes left. I played the flip-flop, teed off on 10. And Bob Motley and a couple of other guys came out and said, "How you doing?" I said, "Well, I don't know. I think I'm two or three over. I don't think I'm going to make it." And they said, No. Get it in the house, par the last three or four holes, and you're probably going to make the U.S. Mid-Am and qualify and go to Dallas. And I thought, oh, man, that's really cool. So I get in, and I'm in good shape. So I decide to have our great bartender, Billy, in those days, make a big old fat gin and tonic for me. And I'm sitting there in those Adirondack chairs thinking I'm going to Dallas. And I'll never forget this. You remember this, Stuart. Our good friend Chip Buchan played with Nathaniel Crosby, shot 67, and took medalist honors that day. And as I'm sitting there, Motley comes up to me, who was Mormon, and says, "You better put that gin and tonic down because some guy just birdied 18. You're going in a playoff." Well, long story short, he birdied the first hole, and I sat in that Adirondack chair the rest of time. Stuart, I got to go back. Yeah, I got to go back, and because I love insight on this stuff. You talked about learning how to play on the big stage. What was that compared to other things you competed in?
Well, I think I'm getting better at it. I'm not in awe of the city. You know, I think those guys on tour, you know, they're in it every week and the majors every week. And the distractions that you go in when you go in just once or twice, especially into a major and being starstruck a little bit by the players, you know, who are playing that are either your idols or the top players in the world. It's just learning to set your own schedule and how to practice and not wearing yourself out. I mean, I'm the guy that when I got back to Atlanta, I was going to just wanted to be in the environment. You know, I just, every hour of every day, I could spend right there in the ropes and just soak it up, right? And I think that's what a lot of the club pros do when they get to these events. And fair enough, I mean, there's very few club pros that make the cut in a PGA championship. I think it's because of that same reason. We tire ourselves out. We're distracted enough to where it's like the kid in the candy store. You know, how much candy can I eat? All the tour vans there, be it if you're with Cleveland or Titleist or TaylorMade. I mean, they're throwing all the equipment at you, and it's making sure you're set. And there's just so much that goes on with player dining and media, and you know, it's just a different world. It's a different world.
Stuart, aren't you in awe after what you've just described? And I love listening to you about this. But aren't you in awe of these young players, men and women, that are coming on the tour that are winning right off the bat? I mean, the Brooke Hendersons, the Lydia Kos, the Jordan Spieth, all these young people. Aren't you in awe of them?
Oh, there's no question. The Bryson DeChambeau, I mean, it's John Rahm is now doing extremely well, you know, who's just pro. It's, I think, you know,
right,
college
okay.
But even on the women's tour now, you have just, I mean, my sons are 19 and 15. I can't even imagine them being anywhere near that level. The level they're coming in at. I played I played down at Northwood Country Club for the open sectional, not this year, but last year, and it was Cole Hammer, 15? He shoots 135, qualifies for the open at 15. It's the young man from China who played in the Masters. I mean, golf has become so specialized so early, and I think be it physical fitness and training and just the strive for excellence with mechanics and the equipment that lets them be strong and hit the ball forever. It's amazing where the game's gone. Yeah, I mean, it's fabulous for these youngsters, but it seems like you know, your window to play well is a lot less now. I can't compete on the PGA Tour, and never, you know, not right now, but you know, with the Senior Tour, I at least feel like I have a chance.
Mm-hmm. And so, how much is you know, talking about what it takes to succeed on tour and in just playing good golf? You know, you said your best year was 1989. And that was when, I think, maybe when you met your wife, and you were winning, of course. But so how much does the personal life play into being a success on the golf course?
Oh, I think it's extremely important. I think when I was younger, you know, all my eggs were in that one golf basket, and I think you have to those young players have to find a balance, and it's no different than you see some juniors out and where all they do is golf, and I think they, even as juniors, have to find a balance to be successful in the long run, you know, where they don't get burned out. We'll see how far Lydia Ko goes. I mean, she's phenomenal, but, you know, she seems to be very well-rounded. But I know other mm-hmm. juniors at that age, you know, where it's just 100% golf and nothing else, it makes it very challenging for them. Certainly, my best year was 89. That was before I was married. That was actually a year before I met Cecile, but... You know, golf is great when you're playing good. When you're playing great, golf's the easiest game in the world. You know, it's the challenge is, you know, when you're not hitting the ball well and you know, what kind of inner strength do you have to keep it going, and what type of discipline do you have to still believe in your method and to where you're not grasping at straws thinking you should be playing better.
Stuart, we've just run out of time. We really loved having you on the show, and we're going to look you up in 3 weeks when we come out to Incline Village to do that celebrity tournament, and we're going to make sure you hear the Fuzzy Zeller story from Pam. Anyway, thanks for being on,
and give a big
hug and kiss to Cecile.
I look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks.
You got it, man.
Thanks, Stuart.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.